Hi there, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And this is the show where people listen in, and we talk about the Akashic Records. So we want you to be able to call in tonight. And we also have a guest. Very excited about my guest, although she's been on before. She's always a delight, and we have some interesting things to talk about. You may hear my computer start up again because it decided to boot down, and it's going to be booting up again. But before I bring our guest on, I just want to just say a wonderful happy Father's Day to everyone. I want to, this was a special day for me. We had our, what we call the stone unveiling from my husband, and if you've listened before, you know that my husband passed away in October. And so today is when we actually did the dedication of his headstone. So it was a wonderful family day. So I dedicate this to my husband, Ruby, and I dedicate this to all the dads out there, both on the planet and off. And if you believe in that we have a father in heaven, a father, mother, God, spirit source, whatever you believe, we all have a creator within us and around us and above us, everywhere. So everything you see should be about the Creator. Anyway, so that's what I wanted to say. And I am, without further ado, I want to introduce our guest tonight. Got some exciting things to talk to you about. And so without further ado, I'm going to introduce my friend and student and promoter and everything there, and lifelong, many lifetimes type sister of the soul, and that's Rayanne Laurie Anderson. So, hi, Rayanne, how are you?
Hi, Donna. I am super. I am just well, I'm literally floating.
I bet you are. We should probably tell people that Rayanne just came off a wonderful boat trip. She leads boat trips for folks to on the ocean in San Diego, and I'm sure she has wonderful things to tell us about the whales and dolphins she saw today. And what's so exciting is I'm actually going to be going to San Diego. I'll be there on June 23rd. We're going to have a great lecture in Oceanside. And then we're going to be at the Controversial Bookstore on the 24th. And then we start our level 2, and then we go to level 1 and level 2 on the weekend. So anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. And so welcome, Laurie. Tell us what happened today.
Oh, we had a wonderful trip, as always. But I think it was a special day for so many people because we had a special where if a father or a grandfather came on the boat, they got to go free.
Oh, that's nice.
That made it, a way for someone to gift the father or grandfather that they love so much to come out and see the whales and dolphins today. And, sometimes, people want to do it and they don't make that time for themselves to have a special treat like that. So there were a lot of families aboard, and we saw, I can't even tell you how many hundreds of dolphins. It's hard to count because there's so many. And it was kind of interesting because we got out of the harbor, and it was an absolutely stunningly beautiful day here in San Diego and Orange County. Actually, it was Dana Point is where we go out of, and we started up north because we, the boat captain had heard that's where some dolphins were from prior today, and my sensing was we were supposed to go south, but that was okay. I was like, fine, dolphins are everywhere, and we take 5 or 10 minutes to get up to where we could see them in the distance, and Captain Tom comes on, and he says, Laurie, tell them to turn around. They're going fast, fast, fast north. And I just was talking to the people that were with me on the boat, and I said, what? And he said, tell them to turn around. They're going the wrong way. So I did. I told him to turn around, and he goes, oh, good job. Here they come. So the whole pod turned around right away and came right towards the boat. But what I got from them was that they didn't expect to see us today. We weren't the ones. They weren't the pod that I was talking to earlier this morning telepathically. That they were a different pod, but that was okay. They were happy to jump in and take the appointment and spend a few hours with us. So
it was
great.
Well, we should tell everybody that you are an animal communicator extraordinaire, and you communicate and bring the messages of the dolphins and the whales to humanity, as well as You communicate, your wonderful animal communicator, regularly with the aid of your wonderful high being Buddha, who is in a cat body. So
right.
We want to tell everybody that's who Lori is, or Rayon is, and that's Rayana's spiritual name, right?
Rayana's my spiritual name. So
right.
Some people call me Lori, some people call me Rayon. Lori, Rayon works. Whatever you like.
Okay, all right. And so we have, and she's a great promoter, so we have some fun things happening in San Diego, and as I mentioned, I'm going to be also in Portland, actually, in a place called Astoria on the 2nd and 3rd of July, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of July. I'm going to do a lecture on the 2nd and a level 1 on the 3rd and 4th of Astoria, Oregon, and then I'm going to go to Salem, Oregon on the 10th and 11th and do another level 1. So we're going to have those folks on next week.
Yeah, you have a busy time coming up and lots of good travels.
I do. Lots of good travels, absolutely. So talk to us. You know, you sent me an email, and I would be happy to forward it to anyone who wants to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com about the waters. And that was just so powerful about us actually helping heal the waters of the Gulf.
Yes.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I received it from a friend, and it's a transmission that comes from a person who speaks with her angels, as many of us do, and she's had some concerns, as we probably all have, about the Gulf oil spill and how we can deal with it without raising anger or frustration in our energy fields and in our communication. In other words, to be able to help and use love to heal the Gulf and to heal the situation, how do we do that? So she was asking for help about that, and she got some interesting transmissions, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
She said that her angels told her that we all need to play a part in healing the Gulf oil spill, and that they do want to bring to our attention the seriousness of it, because it's more serious than perhaps some people understand, that there is a definite wound that's been made to Mother Earth, and that the Earth, in a sense, is bleeding.
Yes.
And this is our planet, and that we need to take responsibility for it, even though maybe we didn't actively participate or consciously participate in it, that we co-created this together, and we have to co-create the way to heal it as well. The angels also said that the reason it's happened is that there's many people still on the planet playing out the energy of greed.
Right.
That this has been driven by greed. So they had two concrete steps on how to deal with it, and one is that each person must sort of stand up and be counted in the sense of their choice or their energy. That we do need to pray. We need to ask God, even if it's just in the moment for yourself, just take a private moment to help find a solution for it. And when we pray together, to have faith in knowing how powerful our prayers and our intentions can be. Sometimes we don't realize how powerful that they can be. So the angels are organizing through people this event called Hands Across the Sand. And it's going to happen on Saturday, June 26th. It's being organized at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, you can figure out what time it would be happening wherever you
are. It's also 9 o'clock Pacific Time. And we're going to be in our level 2, so we're going to want to take that time to really focus our energies there, too.
Yeah, we'll actually be in workshop. I mean, together, joined in love, we can make a difference, you know.
Right.
So people are going to actually form a human chain along the coast where the oil spill has affected the coast, and they're going to reflect for 15 minutes or more on prayer and healing and how we can come together to take responsibility for it and co-create, you know, a solution for it in healing. So, and what she was shown in her vision is that there were thousands and thousands of angels standing on the edge of the coast behind the people that are going to line up and hold hands. So that's pretty amazing, and we'd be great to email it to more and more people. So please let us know if you'd like to receive it.
Yeah, I'd be happy to just to hit forward on this, and then you can have both my email again is info@akashicwisdom.com, and then if I forward it, you'll also have Lori's email, and that'll, you know, this way you can also contact either one of us in the future if you want. But the other thing that's important here is for us to take responsibility, and what's coming forward from the masters, teachers, and loved ones now is that we also need to take responsibility for that which is within us that helped create this devastation. There's nothing on our planet that we don't partner with.
Right.
We need to really, and that's not as a, it's not a criticism. It's the idea that we cannot put blame outside of ourselves any longer. We have to heal what's inside of ourselves. So what's coming forward is that we as humans need to understand what is bleeding within us. Where are our wounds that we have created? And if there is any still greed left within us, and that's not to say that it's not there, because we are human. That's part of our wiring. We need to start loving all parts of ourselves and really blessing not only our own bodies and our beings and the higher parts of ourselves, but we're also being asked to bless the waters of which we are a part. You know, part of we are one, we have to look at, it's not just energetically we are one, but we are one with the waters, because we as humans are so much of that water. And we can't live without water, so our alignment needs to be in pure water. And we also need to have the pure water around us, as well as those wonderful beings that are swimming in the water. So it's really about blessing the water, as well as praying for that. And the prayer it's not so much God help us as it is allow me to be the vehicle for which my water is pure.
Mm-hmm.
Within us. And so when we purify ourselves, we purify that which is around us. And I mean, that's not to say we shouldn't pray and ask God's help, but we need to remember that we are part of that help. We are,
yeah.
You know, if we want to believe that we're God and we're part of the Creator, then we need to really take responsibility for that.
Right. So, yeah, what the record keepers are saying to me is to remind everyone that prayer is a co-creation.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
To pray is to co-create. Intention, healing, a new and better way. Out of that intention and desire comes forth something positive. And it's belief in that. It's a belief in your ability to co-create with the divine.
That's right.
That makes
it
happen.
Very good point. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's, we really want you to, and we're talking about you, everyone who's listening, to really to come forward and be able to participate, even if you're not near water. If you're near water, great, but you can literally take a glass of water and do the same blessing on that water that we would do with the ocean.
That's right.
You know, so it's not about, oh, well, I'm not near water, I'm not near a lake.
It's all energy, folks. And energy exists everywhere in the quantum field. It exists everywhere at the same time.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. So anyway, so that's... I just turned on my squeaky chair. That makes the weirdest noise. I've tried oiling it, and it still squeaks. Anyway, I won't
squeak.
So just
join everybody together on Saturday the 26th in whatever time zone you're in that coordinates with 12 noon Eastern time.
Correct. Absolutely. No matter where in the world you're living, that's for sure.
Just take just 10 minutes even, you know.
Yeah.
And add your love to the mix. And for that time period, drop your anger and your frustration and just allow.
Well, that's it. See, the more that we hold on to the anger that we have to the oil companies, the more we anchor that energy rather than allowing ourselves to go ahead and bless it. You know,
right. It's a vibrational match.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there's one other thing I want to mention before we get into the talk about the dolphins and stuff. I want to talk about Pam Wright.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Pam. I hope she's listening.
If she isn't, we hope that we would... Pam Wright is a great filmmaker, and she wants to produce her own show, and it's all about the humanitarian ideas of helping people, ordinary people, make their dreams come true. And it's about ordinary people that literally changed hundreds and thousands of lives. And so she has put up a video to Oprah.com has has put an audition notice out for anybody who wants to be a talk show host. And so Pam has put together a great audition tape. And so what I would like to do, again, I would like to forward this email to you so you can vote for Pam. I can give it to you. It's a long one. But it's so much easier if I just forward it over to you. And Pam Wright, and what's the name of her show? Because I thought I remembered it.
You know what? While you're giving the email, I will look that up. I have my computer on.
Okay.
It'll take me a second.
All right, you look that up, and I'm going to give this long email so everybody can vote for Pam's show. You can actually view it and then vote for it.
Yeah,
and
it's really good.
It's http://, myown.oprah.com/audition/index.html?request, and then the equal sign video_details_id=8772&promo(1). And we'll probably give that again. But again, if you just email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and ask for either the email for Pam or the email around the water or both, I will shoot you both of them. So.
Yeah, Pam's show is called Living the Dream.
Living the Dream. It's a reality show
about ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things by turning their passion into activities or organizations that are having a positive impact on the world.
And that, and it's a great concept, and it's a great idea. So please continue.
We just want to support her in making this dream manifest, because she'd be an awesome, you know, reality show hostess, and she's already spent years of her life making the first show?
The pilot.
The pilot. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
The pilot.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Okay. Well, that's great. So please keep that in mind, everyone, and we're excited about that. Okay, so let's see. Talk to us. So, anything else you want to say from the dolphins and the whales today?
Well, I just think that they're very excited that we're coming into the solstice energy now.
Right.
You know, the equinoxes and the solstices are the most powerful times for the people and the planet to receive new light matrices and new light codes. And the dolphins carry a lot of our light codes for our evolution. They are our advanced, you know, cousins, you might say. They've been here for 30 million years, and we've not even been here 5 million years. So, they, you know, Creator bestows that upon them, and that responsibility is theirs to pass that on through the water, actually, you know, through the water in our bodies when we're ready. And of course, working with Mother Earth as she evolves, in a sense. So, you know, it's really important to honor the solstice tomorrow. Wherever you are. Actually, I think we're already in that gateway now.
Yes, well,
you know, time-wise, we're in that energy now.
That's right.
Open to receive the blessings that are yours to receive, and believe in your dreams, you know, believe in yourself, and believe in the possibilities, the pure potentiality of who you are. This is a great time to be alive, folks. This is the lifetime you've waited for. It's really time to use it, you know.
Yeah.
Really is time to step into your creatorship abilities and become who you are meant to
be.
Yeah.
Well, what I want to know is, how can dolphins and whales really heal people of injuries or disease?
Right. Well, Yes, they can. They absolutely can.
Okay.
Part of my work, especially I would say in the last year and a half to 2 years, is coming into some understanding of where I'm able to offer that to other people, because I've seen it work so many times. The cetaceans have achieved unity consciousness, and they have completely balanced their brains. So let's just take a whale, for example, someone who's been here for 500 million years, who started their consciousness as a land being and then eventually moved into the water, became a water being, and became a steward for the parents and for the creator parents, in the sense of to bring balance and unity and alignment to the planet even before they were humans. That's huge. And through their evolution, they've become conscious breathers, and that's, as a human, that's what we're evolving to. I mean, to a person or a being that has complete control, understanding, and clarity with every breath. They don't check out. I mean, they don't ever completely go into a deep sleep and leave their body like we do at night. They're always there. And what I like to reference in the difference between conscious breath and unconscious breath is, if you think of the energy of God or goddess, creator, if you will, that energy is always conscious. It doesn't go to sleep. It's a conscious breather.
Yes.
That's what we're wanting to evolve to. So in that energy, what they've told me is that they have the ability to look within the human body, and they have what would be information and skills that would surpass any of our medical technology today. They can use their sonar and their great vision and their great awareness to look into our DNA, if you will. And what they explained to me is the junk DNA in our bodies is what is responsible for connecting us to our multidimensional awareness, and our science hasn't been able to document that yet, but they are. They will.
Did you say our junk DNA?
Yeah, what they call, the scientists call the junk DNA. You know, they used to just think we had two strands of DNA. And now they're discovering that we have a lot more DNA than just two strands, but they don't see it doing anything, so they call it junk DNA. But it's not. You know, it's kind of like that old thing where science says we only use like 10% of our brains. Well, you know, see, that just really doesn't make sense to me. So I asked them about that, and they said, oh, no, you use all of it. It's just not in this dimension.
Well, that's it. You know, it's interesting because I know years ago, the master's teachers and loved ones, the Akashic Records, first told me we had 18 strands of DNA, which nobody believed me. And then then I was also conferring with the master's teachers and levels, and they said, talked about 24, and these are the ones that they're actually able to identify.
Right.
And there may be more, but I know that we have, there's at least 18 that they know of. And I'm not a scientist. I have not read one article on this. I'm going strictly by what the Akashic Masters, teachers, and loved ones have told me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what the dolphins and the Pleiadians have told me is it would be a wonderful goal for you as a human if you choose it. This is if you choose it to set your intention to restrand 12 strands of DNA, because that would give you godlike abilities here. You know, like the whales have, whether you can cure yourself of anything or you could cure anyone else of anything if they're open to it. Remember, this has to be done with permission. When we call on the whales for healing, it is always with permission of the person, you know, that's willing. And we don't do it without anybody's permission, because it probably wouldn't work, because that's how powerful you are. I mean,
well,
you have to get permission.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has to be a combined permission of not just the consciousness, but the soul.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So the whales operate from a place that we're seeking, which is bliss. I mean, they operate from a God consciousness where their level of service to humanity is beyond anything we can even comprehend. They don't have anything left to do or remember or accomplish. They're only here for Mother Earth and for us. So it is their great joy and desire to assist us when we will allow them to come into their super sentient skills, if you will. So they see in so many different spectrums of light, like would be perceived like Superman to us. They can see into your body. They use their sonar to see all of the different organs and bones and tissues and health maladies. And then they also use their sound, you know, like the humpback whales specifically use, they create the whale song, and that is very, very healing to the human body. It realigns all kinds of things, and it does it very quickly. You know, it doesn't take a long, long time. So they come when we call them, and they use their Merkaba, which is like I call the living light field. And it comes down, and I'm allowed to see it, and it encompasses the human and the room and sometimes the whole house we're in. And while that energy is present, we do affirmations, and I use crystals, too, to amplify that and, you know, to work with them as a human. I'm kind of like the nurse. They tell me where to go, what to do, where to stand. I don't completely understand it, but I have faith in the big whale doctor. And the things that have been healed continue to amaze me. There's been blindness and hearing restoration, broken bones, even fractures for people that I didn't even know they had. Like, later they'll go and have an x-ray, and the fracture isn't even visible in the x-ray.
Wow.
Diseases, you know, just life transformations. It's pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
So I think more and more people are accessing this energy because it's becoming available, and more people are becoming telepathic. And, you know, if you haven't experimented with the whales and you'd like to, you know, I encourage you to do that. Get some whale sounds, get some pictures.
Great.
Yeah, or give me a call.
Why don't you give your telephone number out if people want to know more about it?
Yeah, because these types of healings can be accomplished wherever you are in the world. I don't have to physically be present.
That's
okay,
right.
So my number is area code 619 271 9461. That's 619-271-9461. So,
that's great.
And I'm in the San Diego area, but again, I work with people all over the place. So.
Sure. Well, yeah. The thing is that you also sent me this wonderful Solstice Dolphin video. So again,
yes.
Anybody who wants me to forward this video to, I'm happy to do that. But I listened to it. It was like 8 minutes long, and it's just magnificent. I mean, there are sounds, and then there's Prima, was it, what?
Diva Pramal.
Yes, Diva Pramal. Is the music behind it. And these whales are from Eilat. And it's not only to heal your body and your being, but it's also helped for the Middle East. You know, Eilat is a very, very interesting place. And actually, Eilat is in Israel. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did.
Yes, yeah, and it's beautiful. And it's, the actual video is gorgeous. And you
it's a lot of underwater watching them swim and, you know,
right.
Going deep into that energy of water, the consciousness within the water as well.
Well, what I also did when I was watching is I put my hands on the speaker of my computer, and the speakers actually vibrated with that beautiful music, but also I felt like the dolphins were their vibrations and frequencies were coming forward through that as well.
Right, right.
Yeah, and so that's...
Yeah, they can unload these DNA codes through your intention, you know, through pictures,
yeah.
Through music, through sound. They use all of the spectrums to deliver their wonderful messages to us, both physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, you know, we're willing to take questions from you folks if you're listening. You can call us at 415-762-1161. That's the BBS radio telephone number. Again, 415-762-1161. Or you can email your questions to info@akashicwisdom.com. So, okay, so what's up for this week? Well, gosh, where are we? I'm going to be talking at Mariah's house, right?
Yeah, on Wednesday in Oceanside, California, Donna's going to do a lecture where she opens the Akashic Records for the group of people that will gather. And also the topic the Lords of the Akasha have chosen is the qualities of ascension.
Yeah.
Which is an awful lot of what we're just talking about, is preparing for light body, preparing for multidimensional experiences as the new earth reveals itself and the old earth falls away. You know?
That's right. That's right.
We're ready for the golden age, aren't you?
I am ready.
We are ready.
Yes. Yes,
lay down the sword and, you know, love one another.
That's right, and love ourselves.
Absolutely. We must start at home. Yes, you have to have that at home.
And where else do you have me booked here?
Oh, then on Thursday, you're going to be in downtown San Diego at the Controversial Bookstore, which is
an
amazing landmark here in San Diego. It's been there for 30 years. Wonderful people. And she's going to speak on Thursday at 7 o'clock on expanding your prosperity, which I imagine we all can align with.
Every single one of us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know anybody who has enough money.
And the people that have more money than
dollars,
whatever perceived we all would still think they probably could benefit from some more. I would just keep giving it away, so I guess that's what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to take care of ourselves and then give some away.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And then you've set it up so the classes level 1 and level 2, we still have some room in both of them, are going to be at this private home in Encinitas that I can't wait to meet the owner and we're going to be there in this beautiful home. So if anybody is interested in coming to San Diego, if you're in the San Diego area and would like to actually get hands-on information from us about where to go for the lectures or where to go for the classes, again, just give us an email, info@akashicwisdom.com, and we'll get that information to you. So,
right.
So anyway, so yeah.
So people should call in now, huh?
Yeah, I would hope that they'd call in, you know, so we can talk to them. And so tell me, Lori, let's just go back for a moment. We're going to talk about the whales and dolphins until folks call in. You know, how did you come to hear the voices or communications from the dolphins?
Well, I get asked that a lot, so I had to think about that. Okay, well, first of all, what I want to say is that, you know, I'm not any more special or unique than any one of you. If it's something that you'd like to do, I mean, it's possible. Anyone can communicate with an animal, and particularly an animal that has such a high frequency or a high vibration that's so willing to communicate with you. So I want you to know that. That's something that you can do, too. But for me, I was living in Mexico, in Baja, Mexico, which is, you know, south of San Diego here, for several years, approximately, 1995 to about 2004, and increasingly, you know, more and more part-time, but making friends with this dolphin pod that lived out in front of my house and continued to grow. And when I first started to realize that they would come to the shore and make themselves visible and jump and stuff when I would come out on the beach, it occurred to me at first that they weren't necessarily out there until I would come out. And then they would come out. And so then I would start to hear these voices. And at that, when it first started happening, I just thought it was my cat, Puda, who I'm telepathic with. And she's, again, been kind of a guiding angelic presence for me and a teacher, and has taught me so many things about energy and metaphysics, if you will. You know, cosmology, she calls it. And so I just thought it was her. And she said, no, it's not me. She said, other animals want to talk to you, too. And what I'd like you to do now is try to sort out those voices and try to tune into different frequencies. And she described it to me like going into a room, you know, or a big room where there are a lot of people talking, or a restaurant, and, uh-huh. and then you want to sit down and talk to one person. So you have to kind of hone in on that person's voice, right?
Sure.
Kind of block out everybody else's energy so that you can have a conversation. So we do that all the time in our lives, you know, block out other energy so we can hear. So I was able to tune into one of the dolphins who was making these big jumps, and she said, ask him for his name, and I did, and he said his name was Simon, and it was very clear, and I went, okay, I can do this. And then she said, so now Simon wants to communicate with you, but it's going to have to be physical first, so ask him to do something. So I did. He was on the north side of the dolphin pod, and I asked him to swim to the south side, and when he got to the south side, I asked him to do like a big jump and twirl in the air, and he immediately did. And then he came closer to the shore and popped his head up, and he smiled, and he's like, how was that? I go, okay, this is going to work. I can see you guys are really making a big effort here to teach me. So that's how it started, which is little simple validations. However, I guess maybe they wouldn't seem little to you. I mean, they seemed really big to me at the time. They seemed really big to me at the time. Now they seem more little because I have, you know, conversations with them all the time, but I have to look back and think that was pretty big.
Sure.
So at first I started doing it just for fun because dolphins are joy. You know, dolphins are love.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a pastime for me, and it was something I'd look forward to going out in the evening or late afternoon and have them come and jump and play. And so little by little, I sorted out their voices, and I was ended up getting some names, and I talked to them, and they talked to me, and Puda would guide me, and she would say, you're doing really good. This is good. And so she said, so it's time for you now to start offering how to do this to other people. And so she helped me create a class on animal communication, and people came. And then she helped me.
Was this in Mexico, or when you were back in San Diego?
Yeah, pretty much in the United States side. However, I would give readings or whatever to my friends. You know,
uh-huh.
It was a work in progress. It happened over. You know, I mean, I would do a lot of free stuff because I it was my pastime.
Sure.
And then I started offering it and advertising it too. Probably, let's see, about 2004 is when I first started advertising it.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved back to the States, and I was living in the San Diego area, and I started to write down some of the dolphin messages that they were saying. And mostly they were talking about how to create more love in our life and how to become more like them, or how to become more conscious of all the other beings around us and not think of ourselves as ever alone or not able to cope, that there was uh-huh. always going to be beings around us. And then
sure.
you know, that they live as an example of that. They live in a pod. And they live in complete telepathic communication, supporting one another, always knowing where the other ones are, and always still able to live their own lives, but always part of their whole life with a family. That's pretty cool. So I started writing that stuff down. And then together, we started to create a workshop called Healing with the Whales and Dolphins. And then some off-world energies came, the Pleiadians and so forth. They came in and they said that they were going to participate in that too. And that's probably a story for another day because this is just one of our show. But that's how it started. There were messages and channels involved in creating it, and it helped me take it to the next level. And then ultimately to the boat trips, which actually you had a hand in that. Do you remember that?
I remember because you told me about it.
That's right.
You can tell people it's okay. And it's like that's just part of what Akashic Record consultations do for people. So you should
right.
tell the story. It's okay.
Right. So I was creating this workshop and presenting it in different parts of the country and traveling with Puda, and it was called Healing with the Whales and Dolphins, and also information on how to be a better creator. You know, it was called Your Creatorship, actually. Uh-huh. And Dawn and I had known each other through the workshops that she was coming to San Diego to do, and I had become her student and had taken the Level 1 workshop where you learn to open the Akashic Records, your own personal records.
Right.
But I hadn't yet taken the Level 2, which is where you learn to open the records of another person or the land or an animal. So, and I was telling her about all the experiences I'd had in Mexico and, you know, yada, yada. So she said to me, I would like to come out there and go down to Mexico with you and go to that place where all of these wonderful things happen for you and open the records of the land and also just to see Mexico, you know. So we did. And we were down there, and we walked out on this jetty that was being built when I was living there to make a harbor. And she opened the records of the land. It was just like, I'll never forget it. Many profound things came forth, as they always do in the readings. But one of the things the record keeper said to me was that I had a destiny, if I chose it, they never take your free will away, but if I chose it, to take people out on a boat, she said, she showed me out on a boat, speaking the messages of the whales and the dolphins to the people. And I fell down on the sand and rolled and laughed and stuff, and I said, well, I think you got your wires crossed. You must have the wrong person because I get seasick. So I've tried to go on boats, and it's just not never going to happen. I would be throwing up on the clients, you know. It wouldn't work. And not only I was seasick, I was car sick and air sick, and I mean, I had I'm not a little bit, a lot seasick. And so, and you went on with the reading. You're like, hey, whatever, you know. I mean, you know.
Okay,
you don't
believe me.
It doesn't matter if you believe me. That's just what they're saying, you know.
Yeah.
So, long story short, some more years went by. I ended up going to Hawaii, and I went to a psychic children's conference there, and I met a woman named Grandma Chandra, who's an amazing being, and she's a very super sentient being in her own right, but she speaks only telepathically. And she speaks through her mother and so forth. And long story short, we went on a whale and dolphin boat trip, and later she translated the messages of the whales onto a CD called Whale Speak, where I was there, about healing, and about healing Mother Earth and so forth. And I met her again later in San Diego, and again, same thing. We became friends. I ended up being one of her promoters, and one thing led to another, and I told her about what you said about me being going on the whale boat trips. And she said,
yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. I'll go with you on the first one. You schedule it, you market it when I'm going to be here in town, and I'll do the messages. And you can come out and do the messages too, but if you don't think that you're going to be able to do it or you're going to get sick, then I'll be there to do it for you. And I'll prove to you that you're going to be healed of this and that this is something that you're going to be really good at. And so she did. She went with me on the first one. And
uh-huh.
I didn't get sick, and I did get messages, and it was the beginning of what I do now.
And the, as they say, the rest is history, huh?
And the rest is history. And I so love the water, and I so love having that part of me healed so that I don't have to worry about it. And I love being out there on that ocean, and I've lost all the fear now over it. I think I've only been sick once since then. It was kind of recently, actually, but it was very, very rough. And I was along with about 90% of the other people were also sick. It was a very rough day. But
yeah.
Only got sick once, and then it was over, and, you know. So for the most part, it's been a joy.
Yeah. Well, that's fabulous. That's just fabulous. So so talk to us about what the whales and the dolphins want us to know about who they truly are.
What the dolphins want the people to know?
Right.
Oh, okay. The dolphins want you to know that they are here for you, and they are ambassadors to this planet of joy and of love,
okay.
of purity and truth. They're in service to humanity, and in doing so, they can heal us and work with us with what we call rainbow light. Rainbow light is very
uh-huh.
powerful, and they actually spin it. They create it. I mean, through other light. It's pretty
uh-huh.
amazing. They are also working with the Pleiadian emissaries of light and stewardship to this planet, and they bring us brain balancing and repatterning techniques.
Talk about that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, when we think about our brain.
Is that your, are you beeping or do we have a caller? Do we have a caller on the line? Nope. I don't know what the beeping is about. Go ahead. If I run out of juice, take over until I get to another phone. I don't think so. I don't know why the beeping is beeping. But anyway.
Okay.
Keep going.
So the dolphins work with us to help us balance our brain, the two halves of our brain, so that the energy is running fluently in like a figure eight pattern. If you take your finger, like your index finger right now, and you put it on your third eye, which is right between your eyebrows on the middle of your nose, and then you take that index finger and you trace a loop around one eye, like a figure eight, and then go around the other eye, and you do that a few times physically, then you can start to run that energy of that balanced figure eight between your two eyes, and that is one of the ways to balance your brain. It's a simple thing, but that's what they do all day long. So, I mean, they know how. we want to not be too right-brained or too left-brained. We want to balance our brain.
Sure.
And then there's lots of exercises that we do in the workshop and you know, in classes with repatterning the way we think and coming from the heart as opposed to from the mind.
That's
so, and again, a lot of this comes from the Pleiadian emissaries of light, and I'm not the only one doing that, thank God. There's people like, you know, Barbara Handclown, Barbara Marciniak, and Joan Ocean. There's a lot of people that work with the Pleiadians besides myself in understanding that they use the dolphins with their permission as emissaries of light to teach us this about the fluidity of our movement as opposed to making, you know, sharp, erratic, chaotic movements to learn to move more fluidly. It brings a higher state of awareness and consciousness to our bodies and to our lives.
That's very good. Very good. Yeah, I keep hearing this beep. Do you hear the beep, or is it just me?
I don't hear a beep.
Okay, so that must be me. Then it must be me. Okay.
So you're beeping,
right.
Huh?
I'm beeping.
I'm just teasing you.
All right, what else do you want to tell us about the whales and dolphins before we kind of move on to another subject?
What do I want to tell you about the whales?
I think one of the things
that really relates to the program, because, you know, it's about Akashic wisdom, is that the whales are the most ancient beings on the planet. In a sense, they are the lords of the Akasha in physical bodies. They actually hold the energy of the molecular library of Earth's evolution. I mean, the Akashic records actually live in the planet, in the oceans of planet Earth. It lives in the water. And they access our Akashic records through the water molecules, which is pretty profound when you think about it. Of course, it's stored in many multidimensional places, and that's what we do when we access it through the prayer. But the whales know everything all the time, both forwards and backwards in time. And the whales are helping us remember to seek information and awareness of who we truly are. In other words, to become a seeker of ourselves, to remember who we are, as opposed to just being a biological body, to seek the part of us that's non-physical. And in our quest for self-awareness, they help us identify ourselves as beings who truly do value love more than any other belief system. It's just that we have to change our lives in accordance with that vibration so that we reflect that belief system in the 3D world here. So that's why we're drawn together with like-minded people like this radio show and like people who are listening is because we're seeking that deep love of self, as you say, and love of others.
Right.
Yeah, and lastly, I think they really want us to connect with life beyond the third dimension, knowing that we've never been alone, we never will be alone, that we're, you know, connected to all these other cosmic travelers and masters of multidimensionality, and when we connect with the other planetarians, then that wisdom and knowledge can be shared in a way that we move through the fear back to the truth.
Sure, right, absolutely.
So that would be a whale message.
Okay, great. Well, we have an email question here, Lori, that you and I can tackle together, okay? And this gal is calling from, she's actually emailing, and I'm going to say it's Minnesota, and her name is Cynthia, and she wants to know, she says, how do I find what my life purpose is? I am 61 years of age and need guidance so I can move forward with some confidence. Thank you. So,
How does she find her life purpose? Well, As you well know, there's more than one purpose to every life.
Right. Yeah.
It's not one thing. It's more complex than that. It's more diverse than that.
I would recommend that she
calls you up and lets you open up her Akashic records and find out.
Well, the other thing, too, is that when a person, and not just Cynthia, but other people ask about their purpose, what's coming forward here is that, as you said, there's multiple purposes in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that what we many times are afraid of our own joy, but we're also afraid of being wrong.
Yeah.
So the idea here for Cynthia is that where the issue comes in is about when she's asking about moving forward with her guidance or in confidence, rather, it's really more about finding out why you don't feel confident. In other words, no matter what it is that we have to do, if we can't move forward and we can't find the root of why we don't feel confident with ourselves in our life right now, then no matter what comes to us, we're going to be second guessing.
Yes.
So the idea here is to really move forward and do some inner work. And you know, I haven't been to Minnesota for a while, so I'd love to go back to Minnesota and do a level one and a level two class. In fact, I want to put together a level three for either August or September. We've got to talk about that. But the idea here is it's so specific about why people don't feel confident. Why don't you share what you're getting on what the master's teachers and loved ones are saying also about confidence?
Confidence, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence is a reflection of how you feel about yourself.
Right.
Confidence is a reflection of what we just mentioned, which is self-love.
Right.
And the human overlay when we incarnate is to, in some sense, overcome a feeling of being worthy. Of worthiness.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that stems from living in, you know, a society or a culture for many, many lifetimes, hundreds of years, where the belief system of the people has been that we're not worthy. And in some sense, we're born in sin, or, you know, that we're not going to be able to do it, or that we're not empowered for whatever reason. And I have to say, if you don't mind my saying, so what I'm getting from them and what my life is about now is that that is not true. That
right.
We are able to be empowered beings, that we are great and powerful spiritual beings. We are creators, and we are co-creators. And when we take responsibility with love, for our thoughts, words, and deeds, your life shifts, and it shifts dramatically.
It does. And you know what else what's coming forward here, too, is that there comes a time in our life where we need to, and I'm speaking to not only Cynthia, but anyone else who's listening who has this type of issue. There comes a point in time where we really need to challenge the beliefs and opinions of the parents who raised us.
Yes.
Because the lack of confidence comes from a place of either being wrong all the time, being criticized all the time, or constantly second-guessing, where we perceived one thing and we asked our parents about it and they told us we were wrong, the feeling of never being good enough because of parental opinions and beliefs. There comes a time where we really have to move ourselves to a place of saying, what is the truth of those opinions and beliefs? Because they're no longer valid.
Yeah, and that you don't have to, I mean, you can still value the relationship you have with your mother and father, whether they're here or whether they've transitioned, but honor the fact that they may not have given you correct advice out of their own insecurities, and that it's not an on-purpose bad thing, it's just the way it is, and that you can overcome that, you can rethink it and choose again.
Absolutely, and it's interesting that we allow all those overlays to control us, where we really need to from a spiritual point of view, cut those cords. It's not about not loving our parents, and it's not about rebelling against them so much as it is about actually honoring who they are and their issues, and realizing that their issues are not our issues.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's path is different, even if you're in the same biological family. And what they believe to be true, you know, is an ever-changing thing if we're evolving. I mean, I even think it, from day to day, honestly, folks, if we're evolving, what your truth was yesterday may not be your truth today because new information has come to you. You've evolved. You know, each day, each and every day, we're a work in progress.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if we can just realize it's one foot in front of the other, and it's about really finding what brings us joy.
Right, and when you find what brings you joy, you're going to find confidence.
That's right, exactly. That's right.
Because that all is the encompassing vibration of love and joy is to feel confident and good about yourself. And at that point, then you don't care. I mean, I mean this very lovingly. You literally don't care what your parents or anyone else thinks of you because you're completely self-reliant in your connection to source energy, that you feel completely okay. And at that point, you become a very good example of how to be.
Absolutely.
Instead of telling other people how to be, you actually have become it. And then that's the best way to teach, I think. That's what we're all seeking.
Absolutely.
You know, and so then, I mean, if your parents are still around, then they're going to notice the change in you. And if it's a good change, and of course this is a good change, they're going to notice it, and they're going to go, wow, have you really changed here? So it's about stepping out of the old paradigms without judgment, because, I mean, they may stay there. That's their choice. But you don't have to stay there.
That's right. Absolutely.
Your truth is within you. It's not within
me.
It's not within Donna. Your truth is within you, and that's the path you should follow, is follow your heart.
Absolutely. We're going to change the subject just for, you know, so hopefully
sure.
Cynthia is
good with that, huh?
Is good with that, yeah. I just got an email from Lucita.
Oh, hi, Lucita.
Lucita, we're so happy to hear from Lucita, and she's been an Akashic Records student for years now. She works. She actually, I met her in Minnesota, and what she did, I love you, Lucita. You're so great. She emailed me a transcript of when I didn't even know she had this. It says, below is a transcript about how we choose our DNA pool of both parents, and our work is to clear and neutralize old belief systems in our DNA. It's a transcript of what the record keepers, the master teachers, and loved ones commented on. I don't know what show this is from, but you'll excuse me. I'm going to read it because it's very, it's interesting. It answers some questions here. And so this transcript says, it's from a former show. It says, we as souls choose the various DNA pools. We choose our parents, and in choosing, we choose the DNA pool of both our parents. In other words, like, this is being 100% verified with the master's teachers and loved ones right now, but they're saying it's easier.
Don't you love it?
Yeah, I do. I just love that it came through. It says, we choose the DNA pool of both our parents and come together to create a new gene pool that is us, which is our own individuality, and that we are drawing from underlying belief systems that are imprinted in the overlay of that ancestry. So it's about us clearing that belief system, which no longer not only serves us, and this, now I'm going off with what the master's teachers are loved what they're saying, but they're saying is that we choose that DNA pool because we've come to clear it so that it no longer impacts humanity.
That's right.
And so by clearing the belief system, we're able to get out of that overlay. And they're also saying is the whales and dolphins that with what you also teach can very much help shift this DNA. And so when we choose our parents, we're choosing our parents for the ancestry, and we choose our parents for the ancestral DNA and the ancestry that it brings and the choices and belief system that the DNA pool brings. And
wow.
that we choose the DNA pool to assist us not only our souls growth and souls awareness, but again, also for a way of clearing, neutralizing, cleaning, eliminating old belief systems, again, that no longer humanity and the planet needs.
Right.
And so,
I get that pretty often in my consultations,
yeah,
questions. I
yeah.
get people saying, you know, I thought I cleared that. You know, I worked on myself a lot. I cleared
right.
this and I cleared that. And so why am I experiencing that again or something similar to that, even bigger than before?
Uh-huh.
And I'll say, what they're telling me is you're clearing for the lineage.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
You're clearing for the parents. You're clearing so that the others don't have to do that again. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That you've chosen to do that?
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that by us coming together in various consensus agreements, souls agreements, to clear certain areas, that means that we can really move on to a place of ascension and really create a new earth. Because
right.
that's what we're here to do, is clear that stuff so we no longer
right.
have to deal with it.
Right. I was recently talking to a woman and her cat, and she's very evolved being, and her cat was getting ready to pass over.
Uh-huh.
And she was cheerful because she was saying that the cat was going to die of diabetes and hadn't cleared it, and she thought that the cat had cleared it. And she didn't want the cat to have to reincarnate and come back and have to clear it again. And I said to her, Jackie, I'm sure she won't mind if I say anything, I said, the kitty already was healed of diabetes. Don't you remember that was a few years ago? And she said, yeah. And I said, so why is she contracted again? I said, she's not clearing for herself anymore. She's clearing for the lineage. She's clearing for the planet. And she has healed it and will take it with her, and she will not leave it on the grid.
Yeah.
So if you don't put any insulin in her body, let her pass over completely free of drugs, because this is the way she wants to do it. And then she started to get it. I mean, she started to hear the voice of the cat and the higher self. That is amazing. So isn't that beautiful? Oh. I mean, the animals are doing it too,
powerful.
Is my point.
Very powerful.
Very powerful.
Well, you know, we're almost out of time, but we have another email from JoJo, who is also a regular caller, and he wants to know, he says, please let me know your itinerary for this week. You might be able to make it down with a sweetheart. He says, great show tonight. I love learning about the dolphins and whales. Super powerful stuff. All the best, JoJo. So, Lori, why don't you tell everyone what my schedule is going to be when I'm in San Diego?
Okay. On Wednesday, June 23rd, from 7 to 9:30, Dawn is going to present a lecture on the qualities of ascension in Oceanside, California. And everyone's welcome to come. We still have space. And then on Thursday, the 24th, from 7 to 9:30, she's going to give a lecture at the Controversial Bookstore in San Diego. And it's going to open the records of the group, but it's going to be on expanding your prosperity. And then if
love
you want,
right.
And it's both lectures, thank you, are a love donation of $15, very affordable.
Right.
And we'd love to have you come, but you do need to let Donna know if you're coming.
Right.
So we can, you know, not have too many people come, in other words, or there's no room.
Well,
and
there might be space limiting, so we need to kind of let everybody know when we've hit our max, because in Oceanside, it's a private home. And
right.
and in the Controversial Bookstore, I don't know how many people they hold, so.
About the same. Yeah.
Okay.
About 25
right.
people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
So then on Saturday and Sunday, June 26th and 27th, from 2:30 to 7:30 p.m., Dawn is offering a level one workshop where when you finish that workshop, you will have complete capacity, ability, and understanding of how to open your own Akashic records using the sacred prayer. And along with that comes a one-hour consultation with Donna.
Right. Right.
Where she opens your Akashic records and brings forth messages. So it's a great deal. We still have space available. Do you want me to tell them any more? Or?
No, and then there's
that's good.
We're also doing this level two for anybody who's level one. We're doing a level two. My level twos are 3 days, and we're doing that Friday from 1 to 6, and then Saturday and Sunday from 8:30 to 1:30. That's why the level one is from 2:30 to 7:30, but not only myself are available for consultations if you can't make the classes, but Lori also gives consultations because she's a level two Akashic Records student.
Right.
Student as well. So we just would love to see you all and at lectures or workshops, and this is powerful stuff. And you know, I know that Lori has found a lot of benefit in her life with the Akashic Records world.
I have. It's been really life-changing. Even from the beginning with just taking level one, it really is a life-changing tool, folks. I mean, it's an amazingly powerful tool. You will be so surprised if you choose to study it and take that into your life. It really is amazing.
It's
real.
So we got to almost get off. But, Lori, give your phone number one more time and your email address, and I will do the same.
Okay. So it's Lori Rion Anderson, and I'm at 619-271-9461. And my email is Pudi's Place. That's P like in Paul, U-D-D like in dog, Y-S-P-L-A-C-E at yahoo.com. So it's Pudi's Place at yahoo.com. So, yeah, let us know. And you know what? If you're coming to San Diego from another area, we've done some research on some pretty affordable places to stay that are nice in the area of Encinitas. So, you know, you can call me and I can recommend some places for you if you'd like to come and, you know, you haven't located a place to stay.
Sure. And if you would like more information on consultations with me, while face-to-face in-person consultations while I'm in the San Diego area or the Portland area, or more information on the Portland or the Oregon classes, you can certainly call me at 216-691-1233. Or I'm going to just actually give you my cell at this point. It's 216-392-5490, because I am flying out of here on, here being Cleveland, on Wednesday morning early. And then
So give your cell one more time.
Okay, 216-392-5490, as well as you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And again, if you'd like that in hard copy, I can email it to you, or Lori can email that to you.
I can mail it too.
Yeah.
If you haven't already figured it out, we're promoting Donna here in San Diego because we love her so much.
Yeah. Yes. And so I just got an email from Cynthia. She loved that consultation that we just gave her, and she felt it was very accurate, and I look forward to hearing from her again. So I want to thank you again, Miss Lori Rayon, Rayon Lori Anderson.
You are most welcome. It's always a joy to be on the show.
Yeah. And I can't recommend going on her boat trips just higher. I've been on them. It's so much
fun. That's right.
It's just the best. So thank you for being here, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple days. I'll be there. And
that's right.
I hope all of you out there have a wonderful Father's Day, what's left of it for you. And I hope all you fathers appreciate the ones that are around you that love you and your children. And I hope all you children appreciate your fathers. So I'm going to close the records for this tonight. And I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information that we shared. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are all now closed. If you'd all join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Okay, thanks again, and give Pudi a hug for me.
I will. We'll be seeing you on Wednesday.
Okay, all right.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.